fat, extracted from burning corpses. The lowest temperature at which mammalian animal fat, including fat from human tissue, emits sufficient vapor in air to cause ignition upon contact with a flame or spark, the so-called flashpoint, is 184 degrees Celsius, or 363 degrees Fahrenheit, Perry 1949, page 1584. This means that, in the presence of fire or embers, human fat ignites at that temperature or above. While small wood fires, such as campfires, may burn at temperatures as low as 315 degrees Celsius, 600 degrees Fahrenheit, large wood fires, such as major pyres, easily reach temperatures of 1,000 degrees Celsius and more, some 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Therefore, burning wood inevitably ignites any fat exuding from animal carcasses or human corpses lying in such a fire. This effect is familiar to anyone who has ever barbecued a steak and saw fat drip from their meat into the burning charcoal. The grill is quickly ablaze because the fat burns instantly, ferociously, and completely. Any witness claiming that, during open-air incineration of corpses on pyres fueled by wood, liquid fat collected at the bottom of a cremation pit, in any shape, is inventing a physically impossible story. Mitonio 2014a. Witnesses who have claimed this include, where no source is given, see the entry for that person for details. Charles S. Bendel. Leon Cohen. Shlama Dragon. Elisa Eisenschmidt. Four distinguished university professors, Berthold Epstein, Prague, Bruno Fischer, Prague, Henri Limousin, Clermont-Ferrand, and Geza Mansfeld, Budapest. Alex Fatelson. Rudolf Huss. Stanislav Jankowski. Henrik Mandelbaum. Kurt Marcus. Philip Muller. Joshua Rosenblum. Henrik Tauber. Shlomo Venezia. This agreement of so many witnesses on something physically impossible is a striking case of a convergence of evidence on a lie. Similarly impossible is the claim made in a report sent to London by the Polish underground in May 1944, which stated that at Auschwitz, during, quote, the demolition of the crematorium chimney, a true and proper layer of unburnt human fat several centimeters thick was found in the soot on the bricks, unquote, Mitonio 2021, page 183. The first quote-unquote historian to take this nonsense seriously, and include it in his description of Auschwitz, was the Polish-Jewish writer Philip Friedman in his pamphlet, To jest Oświęcim. This is Auschwitz, compare Mitonio 2021, pages 409 to 415, here page 412.